searching for a way. Live to do your life song before it fades away. We hold on and let the story end. We hold on. Baby. Hey, let's tell you who these good-looking boys are up here. Well, along with the other two. We have for you, friends, on the guitar, originally from Dallas, Texas. Hold your applause, please, for Texas. Let's go on with the show. Can't be stopping for time. And he's played with a lot of folks. You've probably seen him around for years. He played for about 10 years with Marty Stewart. He's played upon occasion for Mr. Earl Scruggs, and he'll be doing that tomorrow night. You don't take our word for it, take Earl's word for it, all right? And on occasion plays with Mr. Billy Bob Thornton. And really, it's through that musical association that he has developed the language of Carl. Carl Childers from Sling Blade. Carl, what do you think about Merlefest and all the activities here tonight, buddy?
All right, then. It's good to be down here in Wilkesboro, South Carolina. It is South Carolina, isn't it? Yes, sir. I was down there walking down to the festival today. And an old boy came up there with a five-string banjo. Yes, sir. I don't like five-string banjo. No, sir. Yes, sir, he started to play a song. Thought I might like it. Something maybe that my mom and daddy may have taught me down there in the basement. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't recall what the name of it was, but I didn't care for it. No, sir. It made me quite angry. Yes, sir. I took my sling blade out and cut his head plumb off right there. Yes, sir.
That's all I got. Thank you, Carl. No, really, we really do want to play here next year. And well, a wonderful musician and singer and picker and writer from Dallas, Texas. This is Mr. Brad Davis. Thank you very much. Back here on the drums, originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Spent 27 years. Las Vegas, Nevada, with Siegfried and Roy. What? It could have happened. All right, would you believe 12 years on the Grand Ole Opry with Porter Wagoner? Would you believe one time Bela Fleck, sweet, charming young man that he is, looked at this guy and said, "Off my foot, buddy." So give it up for a fine musician. He can play any kind of music. Every night we pick with him is a joyful occasion. Mr. Chris Brown. I know. I wish we had time for that. Doggone it. But I got to think, somewhere in the world, ZZ Top's probably playing tonight, and I bet they're not doing any of our licks for fun. Just a thought. I could be wrong. And on the bass fiddle, the bass guitar, the five-string, the four-string, the fretless, great harmony singer. Other than that, not a lot going for him. We are from the same hometown, which is Bowling Green, Kentucky. The Everly Brothers live friends, we're here to tell you. But this man, we got to hear a joyful thing. We got to hear Hot Tuna today. Yeah, baby. We got to hear Jack Cassidy play. But shoot, we even went to the same high school. Of course, he graduated. And finest musicians you're ever going to meet, Mr. Byron House. I thought I was in Skinner for a minute, man. Hey, here's an instrumental off this new record we want to do for you. And unlike most instrumentals, if you would like to participate, it has an audience participation section. And Byron and Brad and I'll basically show you where it is. We don't really have to go into it before the song. Oh, sure, I should have called it Tales from the Cosmic Elephant Part 7. But no. This is called Bananas.